The gospel lesson for this first Sunday in Lent is taken from the gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. And I want to read the first 11 verses. Matthew 4 and the first 11 verses. The temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. We are grateful for this word to us. Encounter with evil, victory. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I would welcome your prayers and invite you to study with me as we look at the gospel lessons for Lent. They point to various encounters that Jesus had on his way to the cross. I believe that each encounter will say something about the personality of Jesus and the love that Jesus has for all humanity. I hope each encounter will allow us to see ourselves, and we can understand all over again why the cross was necessary. We begin with Jesus' encounter and his encounter then with the devil. I want us to take note that this is how Jesus would begin his ministry. We can refer to this moment as being Jesus being tempted, or as some have come to speak of temptation, what does it mean to be tested? And the testing part is for Jesus to affirm that he knows whom his loyalty belongs. The testing for Jesus is to affirm that he knows just whose side he is on. Whether right or wrong, it was used successfully against Senator Kerry in his run for the presidency, that he seemed to be on all sides of the issues. The church at Laodicea, in the book of Revelation, was judged harshly. It was said of them, "You are neither hot nor cold." Jesus is being tested. Testing and temptation, they come to each of us as a part of our walk with God. In fact, the closer we try to live out our faith, the more we seek to understand and discover what is God's purpose and God's will for our life, the more testing and temptation are present. It was said, why is it that opportunity knocks only once, yet temptation bangs at the door constantly? The temptation or test comes, and we learn from Jesus that it comes not so much at our weakness, but evil comes at our strength. Remember that Jesus had been told, "You are my beloved son." The devil comes to him to say, "If you are the Son of God." And let me move on to say that the test comes as very much an inward journey. Notice that this happens to Jesus after his journey in the wilderness of some 40 days. It is an inward struggle. And so when Jesus comes back to talk to his disciples, he is telling them just what it is that he has gone through. Jesus is sharing his personal story. I am one who always believes in community and fellowship. And yet there are those times and those moments where no one else can understand. At times, we can attempt to help each other, and we can end up doing more harm in trying to be helpful. And so we need to be alone, seeking God and trusting that there is a purpose for every moment that we experience, even in a time of mystery. With this experience of Jesus, we can see that even when we are alone, God is there. And so we are never alone. Let me move to this series of temptations. And I believe we can see their presence in our world, in our church, and in our life today. Jesus was hungry, and so the temptation comes to him, "Turn these stones into bread." But William Barclay pointed out in his commentary, there is even a larger temptation. Jesus could win the hearts and the minds. He could win the people over in a much easier way than the cross. To provide bread was to provide people with instant gratification. What Jesus knew was that in giving humanity bread, it would not solve their deeper hunger. We all long and need that something that can be defined as the bread of life. This bread speaks to the worry and the stress that we feel every day. Jesus Christ could have met that need for instant gratification. Jesus needs us to feed on the Word of God. When we reach this moment, then we are depending on God. The second temptation is even larger, in that it says to us, the devil knows the scripture. For Psalm 91, 11 and 12 does say, He orders His angels to protect you, and they will hold you and keep you in their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone. Even with reading of Scripture, discernment is needed. It is wrong. It is wrong to make or something that we read. It is wrong to make and read something in the Bible that is just not there. And so with Scripture as its background, the devil says, go ahead, jump off the highest point of the temple. Again, with this act, people would be attracted to Jesus. For who among us does not seek the sensational? The call here is not the sensational, but the call is to live by faith. To really get a hold of faith and its meaning, I think back to that description of the bird who feels the light and sings to greet the dawn while it's still dark. Or Catherine Van Boro, the wife of Martin Luther, who said, and she said this on her deathbed, I will stick to Christ as a burr to a topcoat. Jesus could have jumped from the temple, but his faith was in God, which he would not tempt. The third temptation speaks to the very heart of Christ's mission. For Jesus had come for the whole world. Jesus had come to die for the whole world. And now the devil says, I'll give it to you. Don't worry about the blood and the shedding of blood and nails being driven into your hands and a crown of thorns being placed on your head. Don't worry about that. I'll give you the world. Just fall down and worship me. The devil is offering compromise. And is not our life filled with every opportunity to compromise? The promise of God's word in as our life is that we can know the truth. This is what Jesus knew at this moment, that there was no compromise, for he knew that you should worship the Lord only, and the Lord only should you serve. He could not bow down to anything else. He knew just what the truth was. Oh, the challenge today for us to know just what the truth is all about. For the truth can set us free. It can set us free from guilt. It can set us free from the mistakes of the past. It can set us free from doubt and from fear. And yes, it is the truth that can help us to face the future. To help us face the future with a new kind of vision and a new kind of purpose. There is something about this vision that helps us to believe even when we cannot see. All this truth, it tells us that God is on our side. In all of these temptations, and in Jesus' rejection of them, he is choosing the cross. He is choosing the cross. There would be no easy way out. No. No easy way out. No stones to bread. No quick sensations. No compromise to his message. Jesus' way, it would be the way of the cross. And who would have ever thought that when one thinks about the cross, when one looks upon the cross, throughout this Lenten journey, as we study and as we read, as we try to grab a hold once more about the cross, who would have thought that the cross stands for victory? Praise God today for the message of the cross. Praise God for victory. Amen.